Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Job, Lessons About Life's Issues. In this session, we'll be looking at Job 28, verse 12, the truth about wisdom. Let me share three things about wisdom that we need to be aware of. First of all, a crisis increases our need for wisdom. Job was hit with a triple dose of storms back to back to back. His possessions were destroyed, then the devastating loss of his children, followed by his own body being struck with disease and sickness. He needed wisdom more than ever before. The crisis intensified his search for wisdom. As the debate wore on, Job's frustration began to impact his heart. Look at chapter 28, verses 12 to 15. But where can wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living. The deep says, "It is not in me." And the sea says, "It is not with me." It cannot be purchased for gold, nor can silver be weighed for its price. The intensity of Job's search for wisdom in his suffering builds from his first words to his last argument when he's personally confronted by God. Second, God is the only source of true wisdom. In his search for wisdom, Job came to understand that only God holds true wisdom. Job 28, verse 23. God understands its way, and he knows its place. How do we gain that wisdom? Wisdom is an educational process, which takes years of day-by-day study, years of reading, learning new skills, and applying those skills in continually new ways. The Bible is God's word. The church is God's people. And a godly life is the application of God's ways. A person who invests in reading the Bible, attending church, and applying biblical principles to everyday choices will begin to gain wisdom. Mahatma Gandhi spoke forcefully to Christians when he said, "You Christians have in your keeping a document with enough dynamite in it to blow the whole of civilization to bits, to turn society upside down, to bring peace to this war-torn world. But you read it as if it were just good literature and nothing else." We must be committed to getting to know God, getting to know the God who holds all wisdom, and that not only comes with a dedicated study of the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek for her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding." We are called to search for wisdom as a miner does for silver, or the way a person would hunt for treasure. Either task involves hours of hard work, sweat, and persistence. Both types of work involve some difficult moments. But when the job is completed, the rewards are worth the work. And third, godly wisdom leads directly to godly action. The ultimate test of wisdom: will this knowledge lead to godly actions? Will this result in a changed life? Job knew that knowledge about God wasn't enough. Real wisdom would lead to real action. Job 28:28. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Is grace making a difference in the way we live? Wisdom asks, do you understand that commitment to Christ also means you'll have a new lifestyle? Through his suffering, Job would not let go of his insistence that he'd lived his life in a godly way, and that he would continue to do so. Job 27, verses 3 through 5, as long as my breath is in me, and the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Far be it from me that I should say you are right. Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. Give that a little bit of thought, and you have a great day.